So this passage that Bet read from 1 Corinthians is a kind of culmination of what we're trying to talk about last week, this strange business of food and what's legitimate food, what's illegitimate food. And Paul starts by saying, I can eat anything. I can eat anything. But if I do that, I'm going to provide obstacles for people whose conscience is, however ill-formed, very tender, and I won't do it. Again, this extraordinary generosity, this inclusiveness of even the foolishness of some of the Corinthians who felt uneasy about eating meat that had come from the temple, where, as I said last week, it all came from. Okay. They didn't have some great medical taxonomy about skin diseases when Leviticus was written, or even at the time of Jesus. So anything that was disfiguring, any skin ailment that was disfiguring, was problematic, because these guys had this very, to us, to me at least, very strange idea of what was appropriate, what was inappropriate, what was pure, what was impure. That's why we have all this stuff about you can't make clothes using linen and cotton and the same thing. You can't have men lying with men as with women, that whole famous thing that all the homophobes drag out to bash homosexual people. So, that's a way of dividing up the world. That's a way of making sense of the world, making it habitable or unhabitable, telling you what to do, what not to do. Okay. So here comes Jesus, a Jew, who knew Leviticus, who knew that anybody with some disfiguring skin ailment was supposed to live by themselves out of the community, and to distinguish themselves in all kinds of ways, wearing shaggy clothes, unkempt hair, everything. And the last thing, of course, you do is to touch such a person. Because that make you ritually impure too. And then you couldn't do all kinds of stuff. Couldn't go into the temple. You know? Couldn't offer sacrifice. So here's Jesus touching this man. And the leprosy goes away. So what we need to concentrate on, though, is what is the miraculous thing here? What really is the miraculous? Having this guy's skin disease disappear? I don't think so. The miraculous thing here is to restore him to the community. That's the miracle for us human beings. That's the miracle. That's what God's interested in. That's what Jesus, as the agent of God, is primarily doing. Breaking down the borders between us human beings. Borders of all sorts that we erect. You're acceptable, you're non-acceptable. And because, you know, we live pretty much on the surface of our brains. Oh, look at that guy. He used to be a mess yesterday. Now he looks like a baby. Well, what level of humanity does such a response touch? I mean, it's spectacular. It's notable. But then you don't have to think anymore. You don't have to do anymore. You don't have to respond to this other human being as a real human being. And because, I mean, today, for instance, the thing that Vince mentioned, these famous Lefebvre's bishops, Bishop Williamson, who says there was no Holocaust for all practices. There were no gas ovens. Women shouldn't go to university. Homosexuals are goddamn. And then the Pope just appointed the new Bishop of Linz, who says that Katrina was a result of the sexual licentiousness of the people in New Orleans. He said this. This is publicly said. And that Harry Potter books are satanic, and that homosexuals are goddamn. I mean, we know all that, of course. I mean, what? I bring this up because borders, folks, borders, that's what we're talking about. What's acceptable, what's unacceptable? What's real, what's unreal? What is godly, what is ungodly? And we make a terrible mistake if we misplace God's activity. If we misconstrue, what is God's activity? As I said several times, I had what I thought was one of my three insights of my 73 years I had about the Eucharist several years ago. What is the miracle of the Eucharist? Bread turning into Jesus? Or us human beings turning into a community? See, again, I think that's another good place where we went, oh, yeah, this is Jesus now. Yeah, I believe that's Jesus. But it's only Jesus to the extent that I am aware of what Jesus is wanting to transform in me in my life. To break down those barriers. And the barriers, as you know, are multifarious, constantly shifting. To live in a barrier-less world. That's called the kingdom of God. And that's why Jesus, in his beginning of his preaching, following his mentor John, says, repent and prepare for the kingdom. Repent means what? Look at all those places in my life where I want to make these distinctions of acceptability, unacceptability. That's the miracle, folks. That's the miracle.